It's kind of nice being alone at home together while we're on a break from college. We don't even have mom and dad here to bug us. You were supposed to be the one in charge of cooking while they were gone. But you keep ordering delivery, which works for me, as long as you're paying. I don't mind at all. It means less work for you. I was supposed to do some of the other chores, like making beds. I don't even make my bed at college. I don't know why mom thinks I'd make my bed at home, let alone yours. Except, I guess I do make yours, and just yours. Because we decided it only makes sense for us to share your bigger bed. That way, there's only one bed to make in the morning, and one set of sheets to wash. Speaking of washing, thanks for suggesting we just go around naked while they're gone. If we don't wear clothes, that means next to nothing for me to wash. It's not like we haven't seen each other naked before. Just not so recently. It did take some getting used to. You know, seeing you walking around naked and all. Well, naked and hard. I mean, not all of the time, but a surprising amount. Like now, when we're sitting on the couch cuddling, it's not like the two are connected at all. I'm just your little sister, and you don't think of me that way. Even if as an 18 years old woman, I have all the proper parts for you to be interested in, and they're all kind of on display, and have been for several days already. Sometimes stuff just happens with people's bodies. Your cock gets hard. My pussy gets a little wet sometimes. It's nothing to be embarrassed of. We clearly aren't interested in having sex with each other. And even if we were, we'd never do it. My big brother would never stick that big, hard cock into my wet pussy. Well, not intentionally at least. We are naked all of the time. There is probably some negligible risk that one or both of us would fall or move in just the wrong way or at just the right time. And bam! Incest. It's such a small risk though. It's not really worth worrying about. And even if it did, it's not like it will be our fault. Accidents do happen. Like when you break your leg back in high school, it would be like that. Instead of breaking your legs, your cock would be in my pussy. It's not really worth mentioning at all. As a risk though, it's not at all likely to happen. And it should be self-evident we couldn't be blamed if it did happen by accident. But I said it for no reason in particular. I'm obviously not interested in sex with my brother, or vice versa. And I do want to keep my virginity for now and not, you know, lose it to you. And it's not like I'm on any birth control, so all very good reasons why we'd never have sex. Intentionally, that is. But anyway, back to our cuddling and TV watching. Oh look, I just happened to find the dad movie you hate so much. No, I'm not going to change it. You'll just have to take the remote away from me, but I'm holding it tightly. Aw, you think you can grab it away from me? Did you forget how we used to wrestle, and I usually won? I'd pin you down on your back. Except that was a long time ago. I was growing faster than you, because girls have that growth spurt earlier than guys. But you caught up, and then keep going. I'm having a hard time keeping you from overpowering me. I'm not giving up the remote, though. Instead, as you pin me on my back on the couch, I hold it over my head. But just be careful. We weren't naked then. Not that anything will happen just because we are now. And just because we are now, and you are kind of trying to pin me down and get on top of me. Although, obviously, the odds of an incest incident are going up. Especially because I stubbornly won't give you the remote still. I struggle and squirm beneath you. And now your cock is touching me in places. It's all incidental contact, obviously. But be careful. Your cock is positioned in just the wrong spot right now. With the head of it kind of pointed right at my pussy. Lightly brushing it, even. I should just give you the remote. Because this is getting a little risky. Something bad could theoretically happen if you lunged upwards to try to grab the remote from my... Oh, fuck. What? Did your cock just cut into me? Into your sister? What do you mean you don't know? You were there. Something just went into me. And it's not the remote. I think I dropped that as I felt something that was suspiciously like my brother's cock went into me. And when I looked down, there's the fact that I see your cock buried inside of me. Oh, well, not really our fault. It's not like we wanted this to happen or tried to make it happen in any way. So, I suppose you'll be taking it out now. That would be the sensible thing to do. Although I heard if you ever stabbed with something, you shouldn't pull out what you're stabbed with because you'll bleed to death. And you're technically stabbing me. Although there's not actually any blood, that doesn't mean I didn't just lose my virginity. Which of course, it's neither of our faults. But maybe you should just leave your cock in me for now. As long as you don't come in me. We're okay, I think. And if you pull it out so soon, then it would be like we were feeling guilty for you being inside of me. When it wasn't our fault at all. This does put me in a delicate position though. I've lost my virginity. But I'm still not used to having a cock in me. Now with it sitting there, it's kind of unfortunate that I can't give some future boy I love my virginity. Since I can't do that, I should at least take the opportunity to know my way around having a cock in me a bit. Some maybe move a little. Not for our benefits, of course, but for that future boyfriend of mine. So he doesn't have to break me in. Not that I'm enjoying this. This is incest and technically wrong, but it was a complete accident too. I can't really stress how we can possibly be held accountable for this in any way. I hope the experience isn't too horrible for you. It must be awful doing something that to the casual observer might look like fucking. All while your little sister's face is right below yours, just to remind you who you're not fucking. I mean, we are fucking in a technical sense. Your cock is in my pussy and it's moving in and out of me, but we didn't mean to do this, and the movement is just, what was the excuse again? I forget. Oh yeah, building up my cop resistance for the future. It was something that made sense at the time. But what makes sense is that since you've already inside of me, maybe you stay inside a little bit longer. It's not like I can get my virginity back, and we've already broken incest taboo. You might as well break in my pussy a little bit more. Just so that the next boy I have sex with doesn't have to. Yeah, that completely makes sense. My next time can be no big deal then. Because my pussy will be used to cock. They say that a girl's first time is kind of a disappointment too. And she probably won't come. So let's get all of the disappointing part out of the way now. Under controlled circumstances. Not that this is really feeling like disappointing. Obviously I won't come though. And you definitely can't come in me. It's not like I started taking birth control. Because obviously I wasn't planning on having sex with anyone soon. Let alone you. This isn't really different from our regular cuddling. Well, other than the fact that your cock is in me. And there's a lot more wetness involved in my part. And it's a whole lot more incestual than just us cuddling while naked. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Or really, anything wrong with that we're doing right now. I mean, incest is wrong, but we're not wrong for doing it. Because it was an accident. A completely random and unforeseeable accident. We're fine as long as you don't come in me, because then there'd be a chance that I could get pregnant. Maybe not a good chance. Lots of people don't use birth control and they don't have babies every time they do it. At least I assume they don't. Let's say that there's maybe a 50-50 chance that I get pregnant. 50% of it not happening are pretty good odds in my book. I guess what I'm saying is that Maybe we should just keep going, you know, and try to make the best of a bad situation by turning this into a full fucking practice. But hopefully, try not to make a baby. It would just be good practice for me to, when I get a boyfriend, which includes letting him come in me. I'd probably be on birth control then. Although if I did get pregnant, well, again, it won't be our fault. We didn't do this intentionally. So logically, we can't be blamed for what's happening now. Or what will happen if we keep going. And if you do somehow get me pregnant, we'll just call it a practice baby. That way, any future boyfriends will know I'm fertile. Unless if you aren't horribly opposed to fucking me longer and harder. Even though I'm your sister. And then coming deep inside of me and possibly making a baby in me. Not intentionally, of course, but this day has taught us that accidents can happen. But orgasms can happen too. And definitely will. If you kept going. And you are. You keep fuck handling me. Harder and harder. And even though I never ever wanted this or tried to make it happen in any way, I can't help but enjoying it as much as you. I didn't think I could enjoy this. Like, this is my first time. Even if I was suspiciously wet and turned on before you accidentally popped my cherry. But that's completely irrelevant. I hug you in a very sisterly fashion as you cuddle fuck me with my arms and legs around you. This just feels so good for something that's supposed to be so bad. Now when you come in me, try to do it in such a way that I don't get pregnant. Like, bang shot your sperm around my eggs or whatever you have to do. But don't sweat it if I do get pregnant. But do sweat a little harder with me. And as for me, I'll try not to feel anything at all inappropriate for my big brother as you make me come. Even though you have that big, stupid, handsome face above mine, and a girl could think foolish thoughts when she's lost in ecstasy, especially with this being my first time, get ready. This entire series of unlikely events that led to us having incest is about to end with us both coming together. And maybe me getting pregnant. But none of it is our fault. Except the orgasm I'm about to have. That's totally your fault. It's my first time, but I really like the feeling of your cock sink deep inside me. See? Oh, that feels so good. more of everything, more of this, more of your warm, loving hug. Please cuddle me, brother. Cuddle me. And don't stop pushing your cock inside my pussy. So warm. Everything around it is so warm. So hot. Your warm embrace. Your big warm cock. That's pushing deep inside my pussy. Making me feel so, so good. I want more. I never want this to stop. Please, big brother, please. Come to me. Please come inside me, sleepy brother. It's over. That was unfortunate. But of course, I never meant for any of that to happen. Yeah, maybe take it out and get off of me. It sounded like kind of awkward with you still inside of me, like you coming to my pussy still. Thanks. We have to make really sure nothing like that happens again. Not that it should. Don't sense it happening once. We're really low. Twice would be just be even more unlikely. But I could already be pregnant. I'd kind of want to know the odds now. I can look it up on my phone. It's on the table on the top, on the other side of you. No, wait, I'll get it. Let's just kind of move over. I'll just kind of move over you as you sit there between me and the phone, straddling you while facing you. It's not at all dangerous for us to do this. I mean, you still are really hard, and your cock is pointing up in just the right way as I'm over your lap. But unless I lose my balance on this newly slippery couch and fall... Oh, damn it! Well, here we go again. I guess I'll look at the phone after we're done. We might as well finish what we started. Maybe if I make your cum really, really hard this time, your cock will stop being so hard and going into places it shouldn't. If I cum in the process or get even more pregnant, it can't really be helped. And this time, it's definitely not our fault either.